Some of you don't understand where I've come from, where we are going, and how important this election on 7 December is for our country. So let me start there and then come down to where we are now. Every election is a vote for the future. Every election, no matter where, is a vote for the future. Meaning that every decision that the government that you put in place makes has an implication for our lives in the future. And so it is a most important exercise for all citizens, especially for young people, because whatever is being done for you, for your benefit, and for the benefit of future generations. So we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that that is the most important aspect of our lives. So once we agree that the election is for the future, then we have to participate in it. And we have to understand the issues that face our country, so that when we go into the polling station, when we go into to make our ballot, we know that we have made the best choice for ourselves and for our children and for our grandchildren. The political party is just the vehicle for making that choice for the future. Because each political party has its ideas, has its vision, has the ideology that guides it. And we all join political parties because we like something about their vision, about the ideology of the political party. And traditionally, in Ghana, there have been two traditions. We have our opponents who have a conservative tradition where privilege, the people who are privileged will continue to rule and everybody will take their own positions. And they are the social democrats. We are the ones who are social democrats, who believe that there are no natural rights. People do not have a right to rule, that it is based on performance. So for us, performance is the most important attribute that will lead us to political power and authority. And we also believe that nobody should be left behind as we try to develop. We also believe that education is the most important investment that you can make for a country. And that in our country, in Ghana, education is the right that you have, which allows for social mobility. Many people will have parents who are illiterate, who do not have any national significance. But through education, and the fact that education was made possible throughout our country by previous governments, especially the first Republican government of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, we all have had an opportunity to participate at the highest levels of our country. And that is made possible by education. So for us in the NDC, education is the most important aspect of life. So we all agree, and maybe you joined the NDC because your parents were not rich, but through education you also made something of your life, or you want to make something of your life. That's what we believe in. So there are no natural privileges. There are just things that you do because you have done well, you have done your exams, you have passed, you are progressing in life. So that is something that I thought that I should say as an introduction to some of the difficult questions that we are confronting in this election. The country has about 200 subjects that are important for this election. We cannot run the election on only one issue. And I keep telling students that if you take only one issue, and that is the one that you are going to vote on, and there are 99 others which go against you and which you are not interested, you may make a wrong decision. We are making choices every day. The choice whether we'll expand the Nalerigu College to allow more student nurses to come, or we'll keep it where it was for the 180 students to be repeated every year for everybody here who has now been giving access to this school to now stay doing nothing because there are no opportunities. And so that's a choice. That's a choice that a government can make, and that's a choice that we have made. The choice we made was to say that education is a right, it's not a privilege, and therefore we must expand the access to our schools and colleges for everybody, the children of farmers, the children of fishermen, the children of factory workers, all to get an opportunity to get an education. And as you have been told, a decision was made at a point to convert these colleges of education and these nursing colleges into tertiary institutions. So tertiary institution you are. And unless tertiary institutions traditionally were the universities. In the universities, they had a system for financing them. The system for financing university students is that they were giving facilities to be able to pay their way through school. After school, they will get a good job and be able to pay back within a few years the facilities that they are taking so that their lives can improve. And that was the principle. And I'm talking about principle because you can only do an action if you have a principle that guides you. And our principle was that if you are a tertiary educational institution, you cannot then say that, well, I like the tertiary, but I don't like the financing, so exclude me from the financing from tertiary because I have an advantage on this side. And that's what I'm talking about in balance. Because the balance that I'm talking about is in three parts. There's a balance that we are trying to seek in regional equity in our country. That some regions had an advantage earlier. And we are trying to reverse the discrimination that has come because of regional inequality. So a lot of resources are being put into regions that were poor so that they can also be brought up. And that is using government resources. There are many people in this country who feel that the ones who are rich, we should continue to give them the money. The ones who are poor, they should stay poor. We are saying that we should use the resources of the rich to try and bring up the poor so that we can all grow together. That is a political choice. And that is something that is important. So that is one, that we need to reverse inequality wherever we find it in our country. We have to give opportunity for people who are poor also to come up. So that's one. The second one of the balance that we seek to achieve is a balance between generations. Ezu, there's also an intergenerational plan that if you have money today and you spend it on consumption and finish everything and you don't invest anything for the future, you'll get to tomorrow and find that you don't have anything because you have spent all your money. And so we want to invest some of the resources of this country for the future. If I stand here and just say that Alawa has been reintroduced, you'll be happy and then we'll go. But then it will have an implication for the future because it means that the school blocks that we want to build for the growing population, we may not be able to do it. In taking decisions for the future, we have to be careful that we don't make a mistake. And when you make a mistake, you can't go back and correct it. So you have to do a good thing right now. The point that I'm making is that we have to make decisions that affect us today and also improve our ability to survive and do better tomorrow. And therefore, we have to invest for the future. And investment means that we have to invest in infrastructure and we have to invest in facilities. And that's what we are trying to do. Now, you are interested in Alawa. So let me talk about Alawa. This is not an easy question to resolve just by replacing or giving the Alawa back or not. It is not. Anything that we do will have an implication Because the government was paying allowances to nursing students, we limited the number of students who came into the colleges because of the ability of the Ministry of Education to pay the allowance. That when the allowance was withdrawn, we expanded access to many people. Ezu, what we are offering you as tertiary institutions is that we can still expand the access. You can still get the alawa in another form. You can get an education. You can get jobs. And you can pay off the loan in a short time, and you are better off. And that is what we are offering. So that is the point there, that the people who have access, they will like it. The people who don't have access, they want to come in, but because the allowance was stopping them, by removing the allowance or putting it differently, we allow them to come in. Everybody is better off than only the few people who had access before. That is the issue in front of us. So, His Excellency the President, last week in the Eastern Region, has talked about this. It is important for us to resolve the problem of the alawa. At the same time, it's important to increase the number of students who get access to these colleges. So there are two important objectives. For us, the most important objective was the one of access, allowing more people to come to school. Because once they come to school, within 3 years, with the increase in salary, they would have paid off that small allowance and it would no longer be a burden on them. And they have another 35 years of work in which they can do better for themselves. But there's so much concern about the nursing profession and the fact that we do not pay allowance, that the president has taken a step back and says that until the law is resolved, to pay you a part of the allowance. That's what. So, once that is out of the way, we can focus on the important parts of our country's future, allowing us to put some money aside to invest in the future for the children that you are going to have, so that they can also have a better life. Because if you give everything and spend everything now, there'll be nothing in the future. And that is the point about this election. This election is about making a choice that allows us to improve ourselves, but at the same time allows for resources to be put for the future of our country. Ezu. So, I don't think you have a problem. You don't have a problem. So, go out on 7 December and vote properly for the future, which is John Mahama. For the point that the principal has, the extra facilities that you need here, you heard the administrator of the GET Fund promise. Ezu, I'm now talking about the other issues that the principal has raised in his opening remarks. I'm saying that we have taken them on board and we will factor that into the plan.